أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره إن أنتم إلا مفترون. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has related to us the incident and the story of Nuh alayhi salam and the different discussions that had taken place between him and his community, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to relate to us the incident of Hud alayhi salam and the discussion that he had with his people. He was sent to the people of Ad. Now, the lesson that we learn from the story of Nuh alayhi salam, there were many lessons, but the one that really stood out for us and the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights is the level of tolerance and perseverance and sabr that he exercised when dealing with people whom he wanted to influence. And that is a lesson for you and I. In our lives, every one of us, there are certain people, whether it is within our home, whether it is within our community, wherever it may be, there are certain people that we would like to influence positively. Perhaps there's a staff member who is not a Muslim. Perhaps there is a domestic worker who's not a Muslim. Perhaps there is a person who is a Muslim, yet we find that he is in some way falling short of his duties and obligations towards Allah. And we would like to influence such a person. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings before us this story of Nuh alayhi salam and the level of sabr, perseverance and patience that he had exercised in trying to influence the people whom he was sent to. Allah goes on to speak to us of Ad, the people of Ad, a very powerful, mighty nation, similar to the nation of Thamud. And Allah commences by narrating the discussion that he had with them in ayah number 50 of Surah Hud. This is Surah Hud, named after Hud alayhi salam. Allah says, "Wa ila Ad," and we sent to Ad akhahum, their brother, by the name of Hud alayhi salam. Qal, he said, "Ya qawmi abudullah," he says, "O my people, worship Allah." Again, similar to the message of Nuh alayhi salam, fundamental aspect is iman. That's it. Then after that we move on to other issues related to iman. But let us first get the belief in order. Let us first bring you into the faith of Islam. Then we can move on to other injunctions and commandments. U'budullah, worship Allah alone. Ma lakum min ilahin ghayru, you do not have any other ilah but Allah. In antum illa muftaroon, you all are doing nothing but fabricating. You are only fabricators. What you are doing in the form of idol worship and shirk and so forth, this is nothing but fabrication. Ya qawm, O my people, la as'alukum alayhi ajra, I do not seek any reward for you in exchange for this. In ajriya illa ala alladhi fatarani, my reward is only upon the one who has originated me, the one who has brought me into existence. Afala ta'qilun, do you not think? Wa ya qawm, O my people, istaghfiru rabbakum. Istaghfiru rabbakum, seek forgiveness from your Rabb. Thumma tubu ilayh, and then return back to him. We spoke about the difference between istighfar and tawbah. Many a times people ask, what's the difference between istighfar? Istighfar means to seek forgiveness, and tawbah means to seek repentance and to repent to Allah. The difference is istighfar is the moment and the time you spent in seeking forgiveness. So a person committed a sin, the time that he spends now seeking forgiveness from Allah, that is known as istighfar, or that act is known as istighfar. And tawbah is the reformation that follows. Tawbah is the change in life, that is tawbah. So he tells his people, listen, you have to start off, قوم استغفروا ربكم, seek forgiveness from your Rabb. And then, ثُمَّ تُوبُ إِلَيْهِ, then make the reformation, make the change in your life, تُوبُ إِلَيْهِ, repent to Allah, return back to Allah. Now, there are many different advantages that a person enjoys through istighfar. If we go to Surah Nuh, in the 29th juz of the Quran, he also instructed his people, istaghfiru rabbakum, yursili samaa alaykum midrara. Nuh alayhi salam also said to his people, the very first benefit of istighfar, apart from having your sins forgiven, apart from having your sins forgiven, worldly benefits, amazing through istighfar. Yursili sama'a alaykum midrara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will release the heavens on you, sending down beneficial rains. Yursili sama'a alaykum midrara, wa yazidkum fi amwalikum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you more in wealth. Allah will grant you more in your children. So look at the worldly benefits alone that arrive through istighfar. Here too, Hud alayhi salam tells his people, number one, if you will make istighfar and turn to Allah in tawbah, yursilis sama alaykum midrara, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will release the heavens on you, sending down rains, pouring beneficial rains that will pour down and be of benefit to you. وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ, Allah blessed him with amazing strength. Previously we spoke of the power and the strength and the ability that Allah had blessed him with, that they would carve out their homes from mountains. So they would see this huge mountain, and what would they do? They would just simply carve out rooms and carve out an entire palace within that mountain. That is the level of intelligence and power that Allah had given them. So he says, you already have this power, you already have this ability, you already have this might. Yazidkum quwwatan ila quwwatikum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you in the might and the power that you already have. He will give it to you more, he will give you more of that strength. Wala tatawallaw mujrimin, and do not turn away as criminals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.